Hi, this is Blue Sky Radio's Kevin Fernio here with another community call-out catch-up. This time around, we're joined by one of the team members of Reaching Community Interest Company, Michelle Tyler. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for inviting me along today.
It's lovely having you with us. For listeners to Blue Sky Radio who are not aware of Reaching, what is it that you guys do? What are you all about on a day-to-day basis?
So we offer support programmes which are available to any adult in need. We've got no criteria, so we've removed all the barriers, and Reaching's been developed by our service users and our professional community. We've identified gaps in local support, and that's what we're here to do.
That's what you're doing on a daily basis. You mentioned the gaps within the community. What services aren't being addressed, where you guys come in then, so to speak?
So our services cover kind line advice. So we offer immediate practical support through our telephone-based service, supporting with benefits, housing, emergency, food and energy provisions. We've also got Orange Pages, which is a resource directory which connects individuals with specialist services within the community. Then we've got our kind line, which is confidence and connection coaching. So this is befriending with a purpose. We empower individuals to set and achieve weekly goals, nurturing confidence to support and reconnect with the community. We've got our Brew Clubs, which is 5 groups across North Staffordshire, which supports people to make connections, share worries and find purpose. And then finally, we've got our Recovering Homes programme, which is a specialist service that works with people who are living with hoarding disorder. And then we've also got a new project which we've just launched, which is called Brew Club, and that's about connecting people with cafes and communities.
It's a great idea, Brew Crew. You can count me in on that one. Something that I'm learning here from what you've said to date, Michelle, here we are in the modern world that we live in, you'd think with social media, we're all well and truly connected. And yet a lot of people within our community feeling very, very much isolated.
They are. And I think we've recognised that, knowing that loneliness affects 1 in 5 people in the UK. Brew Crew is an exciting new project that helps connect people and tackle loneliness and isolation. And how Brew Crew works is we ask cafes and venues to display the Brew Crew heart sticker in the window. And then this symbolises that that's a warm, welcoming space to customers. And then we ask the team in the cafe to wear an orange heart pin badge, which symbolises compassion and connection and signifies fostering communities and combating loneliness together. So members of the community that wear that orange heart symbol go into the cafe. The cafe team know that that person is a part of Brew Crew, and the member of the community knows that the venue's a part of Brew Crew because they see the sticker in the window.
I think what is so wonderful about what you're telling me about Brew Crew, it's the fact that people feel connected with others. They're not on their own.
They're not on their own, and they're also connected to community. So being into a couple of cafes in the town today, in our first Brew Crew coffee house is the coffee house in Newcastle, and talk to the team in the shop about how important it is for them to connect with the customers. And they already can see the difference that they make, and they know that people that become regulars in there, it's a space where they can chat and feel welcome and feel connected.
And for you and for other members of the Reaching team, Michelle, it must be hugely rewarding to see an individual, their confidence grow, their independence grow, somebody changing and changing for the better.
Yes, and we do see that all the time, and I think that's why we do what we do. I think, you know, we started off with 5 groups across the city, and we saw what a difference that has made to 70 of the group participants, and just really wanted to stretch that out as far and wide as we can. And Brew Crew now gives us the opportunity to do that.
There's a lot of services that you and the team at Reaching are offering. How big a team are you? Where are you based, by the way?
So we're based in Limedale Business Park. There's seven of us, but we've got a fantastic team of 15 volunteers.
And on the subject of that capital letter V, V volunteering, are you always on the lookout for new volunteers?
We're always on the lookout for volunteers. And I think, you know, Brewcrew is a really exciting project, but we absolutely need volunteers to help us grow this project into other communities across the city.
Okay, we'll be giving you some contact details before we wrap up our chat here with Michelle. Just coming back to Reaching, you've mentioned the team. What about the funding? Because you are offering so many different services and that's going to take money, I should imagine.
Yes, we've got small pots of funding from different organisations. I think the latest one we've just had in is from Severn Trent.
So constantly we're battling for a slice of that funding pie, which can never be easy. Just coming back to the work that you do on a day-to-day basis, working for Reaching, give me an example, no names here, but somebody you're working with, why you're working with them in the first place, and what it is you're hoping to help them overcome and develop them into perhaps a far more positive person for whatever reason.
So we had a referral from a locality connector that had been working with somebody that was lonely and isolated and not been out of the house for 6 months. So we chatted with that person and introduced them to our Kindline confidence and coaching programme. So they had a weekly telephone call, so 12 weeks with a befriender who got to know them, got to know what their aspirations were, and then set small weekly goals to help them achieve what they wanted to achieve. And in the end, what that looked like was they joined one of our groups, but also got connected to other community groups and now go out of the house most days, where they'd gone from being at home isolated with very little connections.
Isolation, not connecting. I'm putting two and two together here. I'm possibly making up the wrong equation, but is COVID still something that you point the finger at very, very much? The fact that people are still isolating, the fact that people aren't confident being out within their community for whatever reason?
I think it is, but I think, you know, we are doing lots of work to support people getting back into the community, and the more people find out about all the great stuff we do, like the Kindline confidence coaching, like Brewcrew, our groups, that's all stuff there that's really positive that we can focus on and we know helps and supports people and it works.
Just to say, if we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio who've got some spare time on their hands, hearing what you've said about Reaching, Michelle, and they'd like to volunteer, for that matter, if we have listeners to Blue Sky Radio who have heard what you've said about connecting, feeling isolated, it resonates with them, how do we go about getting in touch with you and the team then?
So our referral process is really easy. You can drop us an email at help@reaching.org.uk. You can also visit the website. So if you just type into Google Reaching CIC, there's a referral form on there, so you can fill that referral form in. Or you can contact the office on 0330 016 9016.
Michelle, continue the good work that you and the team at Reaching do. Come back and speak to us again soon here on Blue Sky Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.